Hey guys, Jonathan here at Shadowphone. Now I know I'm right in saying that we all love tools. All of the viewers of this channel love power tools, hand tools, everything. And if you're like me, you've got a pretty good collection and you love amassing tools. And I've got a really broad array of stuff. I thought I'd seen everything, but I was wrong. And I was surprised at how wrong I was. I went to Germany last week on a trip to see family. And while I was there, I went around all the hardware stores, couldn't resist, had to go and see what tools they had. And I didn't just find one or two or three novel, cool tools that I've not seen before. I found over 10, and I've had to boil it down into a top 10, otherwise this video will never end. And not only that, one of the items was so cool, I went and Googled it, I couldn't find it anywhere. I brought 10 of them back to give away to you guys, the viewers. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure you're gonna be fascinated at what it is. But yeah, let me show you all the stuff I found, and then hopefully we can put it all in foam and get it organized in some sort of toolbox as well. Let's start with a bang. This is the first cool item I found. So first up is a telescopic socket wrench. They had this in 3/8 and 1/2 inch. I got it in 1/2 inch, and it's just a pretty cool thing, isn't it? I mean, it feels like a weapon. The ability to just give it the old telescope is not bad at all. But also, I had in mind for this a compact kit. If you're trying to put together some sort of like recovery kit, if you're watching the channel, you might recognize that we did make one very recently, but that was before I discovered this thing, which is even better because it's ratcheting, it's just better quality, heavier duty. And I've just not seen one, never seen one in the UK. Maybe you've got these in the States. They've certainly got them in Germany because I actually saw this in two different shops. I picked this one up from, where was this one from? This one was from Hornback. No, Globus Baumarkt. This one came from Globus Baumarkt. And I bought it with a bunch of other stuff. It's by a brand called Kinex. Nice little thing. And that is number 10 on the list. Next up is the Toughbuilt utility knife. Now, I don't think this one even needs any description because I'll show you why this is so cool. Standard utility knife, quite big. It's got a pry bar in the end over here, so it's already a little bit different, but this is the magic. Now, these are available in the UK, so this isn't strictly a German novel tool, but this is the first time I've seen one on general sale. And like I say, you can get them. We'll put a link in the description. You can get these in the UK, but it was just a solid, novel, unique tool. So that's number 9. Next thing is this Nobuk Speed Square, and it's quite novel because it's folding and adjustable. And it doesn't just fold and then you lock it in place like some of them that I've seen. It kind of like, it's got a ball bearing in it. When you push it, it's quite tight and it clips into the different sizes. So it's a really good quality, nicely made, Swedish made thing, but found it in Germany. This was in Hornback. And for anyone in Germany who wants one of these, it was next to the Universal Winkles. Again, that Universal Winkle didn't make the list. I've never seen them in the UK. I don't think there's much demand for a Universal Winkle over here, but let me know in the comments who's out buying the Universal Winkles.
The mighty Winkle.
But this thing, I just felt was really nice quality because you can set it to, it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 preset angles. It locks really tightly into position and then functions as a speed square at that level, which is just really smart. And it wasn't, I think it was at €30, and just a really nice novel quality item. So that is number 8. We've got some unusual bit quarter inch bit extensions. Now, 3 of them are the same, they're just different lengths. These are made by Workzeit, and essentially it's just what you might consider a standard bit extender, but it's got like a tube on it, which is a little bit novel. So if you're trying to like drill a hole or, you know, put a screw in and it's far away, you can actually hold the extension and it'll spin in your hand rather than some of these fixed extensions that you get where you'd pretty much not be able to hold it. So they were interesting, quite novel, I like them. And then we've got these other two, which these are really unusual because they're essentially a 1/4 inch bit to a 1/2 inch. So you might put like a 1/2 inch socket on that and then run it from an impact gun, which is mental in itself really, because obviously there are 1/2 inch impact guns that exist, which is gonna be better, you know? But for some reason, this company, Kinex, decided that this was a real product opportunity. You've got a 1/4 inch bit on this end, then you've got a 1/2 inch bit over here. And if that's not enough, you've got a 1/4 inch bit here. So you can put a 1/4 inch screw bit in there and use it as just an extension, or you can have it as a 1/2 inch socket driver, and then you've got it in two different lengths. So, bit of a mad one that. I just bought it because it was just so unusual, and I don't know who's out there using that. Let me know if that's in your toolkit and if it ever gets a use. And all of those together make number 7. Let's have a look what's next. Number 6 is something I have seen before, but I was fascinated by them because they're everywhere. Now, these are a 2 meter folding ruler. This is the first one that I bought while I was in Germany. Now they call them Zollstocks over there. Probably not pronouncing that right. Correct me in the comments, but I've seen folding rulers before in the UK, but not quality ones. I think I've seen like quite cheap and cheerful ones, or cheap and nasty, depending on your viewpoint. The ones in Germany just have a really satisfying kind of click into place. They've got metal folding clips on them and they're just good quality, really nice. So this was the first one that I picked up, and that was novel in itself, but I just saw them everywhere I went. That was from Globus Baumarkt. Then I picked one up from Fricker, and that was it then. I had the bug and I had to get one from everywhere. And let me go through. So it wasn't just one, it wasn't just two, it wasn't three, it wasn't even four. It just went on and on. Every shop that I went in had a Zollstock. So I am now a collector. I'm not really a collector of many things. And then I had to get this one. This one, well, it had my name on it. So I just couldn't ignore it. I don't think they say it as Jonas in Germany. I'm pretty sure that's Jonas, but for me, Jonas. And then they had this little one as well. So maybe this might turn up in a compact tool kit. I think you can call me a collector now, but I'll only be collecting them with power tool or hand tool brands on, because they've got literally every single company that makes screws, velluxes, timber, any sort of building material, they have these. So I think I'm going to limit it to hand tool brands, because that's all I've got here. They're all hand tool brands, which is pretty cool. So let me know in the comments if you're a collector of Zollstocks, or if I'm the only one. I'd love to hear from you. That's number six. Let's have a look at number five. So number five is this Hauper X-Crimp crimper. Now, crimpers in themselves aren't that novel. They're quite, you know, quite traditional, and I've got loads of them. But this one item here replaces four crimpers with different fitted jaws in them. So this is what I have in my big red rolling toolbox. Go and check that out if you've not already. But this item is the kind of thing I can add into our ultimate compact toolkit, because one set of crimpers comes with a set of jaws fitted and then three other jaws. So this can do all different sizes of bootlace ferrules. It can do the standard crimps. Me being an electrician, that is something I would like to have in a compact toolkit. So that is number five. So number four is a personal favourite of mine, and that's this thing. Now, this caught my attention in a shop called Hornback because, well, I've never seen, and let me know if you have, a multi-tool which the key feature is a paint scraper. I mean, that just baffled me, and I bought one of them. I was in Hornback, I bought one of these, I got it home, and it's really good quality. It's got a nice feel to it, it's got a nice smooth, like anodized finish, and the other tools on it are really good. You've got a saw, you've got like a Phillips screwdriver on this side. On this side here, you've got two sort of bottle opener things, and on this side, you've got a knife, and it's just a nice quality thing, but the key feature is a scraper, which just seems mad to me. So I went away and I Googled it, and I looked on Amazon. I can't find anywhere else that's selling multi-tool spatula scraper things, and it does say it's manufactured for Hornback in Germany, and on the packaging there's no English language text on here, so it must just be for Europe. Fascinating stuff. So fascinating, in fact, I had to go back and bought another 10 to give to you guys. And if you want one of these, and let's be honest, who wouldn't want a multi-tool spatula? All you've got to do is subscribe to the channel, like the video, and drop me a comment. It doesn't have to be a comment saying I want a spatula, just any comment about the tools, any of your thoughts on some of these crazy tools. Every single comment will be entered, and then we'll pick 10 winners and we'll send one of these on its way over to you. So that is number four. Let's have a look at number three. So at number three, I actually have a couple of items from a brand called Wirth. Now, this is a German brand. You can get all these items in the UK. And I went round their shop, and it is like an Aladdin's cave, to be fair. I could have got a lot more stuff, but I was conscious of how much space I was taking up. The first thing that stood out to me was this knife, because as you can see from this, I love a quirky utility knife, and this is no different. Well, it's very different, but it's a utility... I love a utility knife. And this one here, it reminds me of the Milwaukee Fastback. It's got that nice aluminium body, a nice feel to it. But you might have seen the new Milwaukee Fastback with like the quarter inch bit that flies out, which is quite cool. I've got one of those. Sadly for me though, I think they changed it from an aluminium body to a plastic body, which I'm not a big fan of. I much prefer the original Fastback, which was aluminium, nice kind of like powder coated feel to it. And that's what this is. It's powder coated. It's a lovely like matte black finish, and it has a quarter inch bit built in, which is what makes it special. You can just put the bit in the end. Just a really lovely bit of gear, really. Really liked it. It's easy enough to take the blades in and out. Nice feel in the hand, and you've got that quarter inch bit there that's kind of not, you wouldn't even notice it when you're using it daily. And it came in this little kit with a set of bits and then a little pouch. Not that I'm never going to use the pouch, like. I mean, that's not my style to have everything hanging off my belt, but maybe you like having stuff on your belt. But anyway, for me, that's a nice little utility tool, which is quite cool. Also at Worth, they had this thing, pocket level. Now, we've talked about pocket levels. Milwaukee again have like one with an adjustable dial, which is really nice. That was magnetic. Now I liked that, but the problem is the dial had a really fat arrow on it and it was really tricky to know if it was set right. And then the version they have that is physically fixed wasn't magnetic. Now this is kind of like the happy medium because it's a fixed level, but it's magnetic on the bottom and the side. So it'll stick there and it'll stick there and it'll stick there. So just a nice little bit of gear. And it's much smaller. We can put them next to the others for a size comparison. And it's got a little belt clip too that it sticks in. So that again, a lovely little item. We haven't finished there with Worth either. They also had this utility key. Smallest utility key I've ever come across. But this one here is the smallest one that I've seen. And it's got like this little jig here, which can give you like a multitude. What's it saying here? 16 in one panel keys. And that's how small it is. 16 in one panel keys. So that's a little beast that can go in the compact toolkit. And we're not finished there. This is the last item. They've got loads of different bit holders and bit sets, but I just thought I'd get one to show you. So they've got this lovely little like bit set that's got a belt clip on it. They have a few different sizes, but essentially they're all the same. You lift the lid and it just kind of springs up, which is quite nice. And then you've got their kind of Worth bit holder too. And they were quite low cost, loads of different options. They have all the different bits. So a couple of nice items there from Worth, and all together that makes number three. So let's look at number two. So on to number two. Now we've got a bit of a running theme here. You might see I'm obsessed with knives. Well, not quite, but this again, it's Bessie. It's a German brand. It's an intriguing little knife kit. And the thing that drew my eye is the blades that come with it. I mean, these probably do exist in the UK, but they're not blades I've ever come across. So we've got different like hook blades that go into utility knives, and they come in this neat little kit from Bessie. So you've got like a sharpened angle bit there, which is just, I'm not entirely sure what you'd be using that for, but just really intriguing, novel little kit. And the knife itself's quite novel too, because they've got this sprung loaded section here for spare blades, which is nice. There's a few blades on the market that have like knife storage, but never seen one with a little pop trapdoor. And that's got five blades in it, which is pretty decent. And then the other thing that makes it different is it's got this little like thumb plate here. So I can imagine for a carpet fitter or someone like that. I mean, that's who I had in mind when I saw these hook blades, which are quite traditional for a carpet fitter. But you can kind of put your thumb on the back and really get a lot of purchase on it, which, you know, with a normal knife, you can probably put your thumb on the back and push it down, but it's not nearly as comfortable as this. This is like a little cushion plate, which is quite cool. I think that is a really interesting option, and that's by Bessie. So that, in its little kit, makes number two, which brings us on to our first and final item, although we do have a few bonuses, actually, I'm pretty sure. But let's have a look at our last item. So the final item is by Weir. Now, I love Weir. They're a great German brand. I've already got some of their gear, and that's when I came across these. We've got two Weir quarter-inch bit drivers. So Weir have got two different versions of this mechanical bit driver. We've got their 26-in-1 and their 8-in-1. Now, this 26-in-1 has got a lovely little mechanism. You press those buttons there, and it just pops up, and this has got basically two-in-one bits. They're two-sided bits, which is quite unique. Well, not unique. A lot of other people use them, but you don't see them that often. So that's cool. And then this one's got a lovely little mechanism, kind of pops out and then twists, which is a bit special really, but they're just one-sided bits. But again, it's a slightly lower cost option and it's still really nice. But these are not number one. These are the lead-in to what I think is a really fascinating tool. Now, you can't get this in England. I'm sure you could probably get it shipped over from Germany, but it's made by a company called Inbus. Now, this is a ratchet drive with something special about it. Firstly, these aren't ratcheted. These are fixed, but they're interesting with the mechanism in the head. Now, this has got an interesting mechanism. Look at this. You'll love this. You press the button. It's a lovely little mechanism, and you've got 12 single-sided bits in the head. But you've also got a ratchet drive, and it's not your typical 72 teeth kind of ratchet. It's called a flow drive, and it's silent. You can feel you can get a lot of purchase on it. It's reversible, but it's just silent. So a really nice bit of gear. It comes in like a little cloth bag. I got this from German Amazon, and it just stood out as something quite interesting I wanted to have a look at. So that is my number one quirky tool from Germany. I'm sure there was more stuff, to be honest. I went around some fascinating tool shops, and if I was in my van, I'd have probably bought 10 to 20 things. And actually, that's reminded me, I've got a few bonus items that didn't quite make the cut, but I found them in Germany and I want to show you.
You've won another Brucey bonus.
So this is a little beauty. I went to the VW Autostadt Car Museum and that was a lovely little visit, and they've got some right fascinating cars there, including a throwback to our Colin Furze video, which is their DeLorean. So I loved having a look at that, having a close-up look at the DeLorean. And while I was there, I picked up this. Now this had Peachtree crafting vibes all over it. It's a motor oil can, but when you open it up, it's a quirky little tool set. Now the tools are nothing to write home about. They are pretty terrible. And the insert itself is pretty spaced out and there's not really much in there. But the idea and the concept I like. And it feels like there's a pretty cool toolbox idea there. If I made something a bit bigger, put some shadow foam in it, I think you could make a pretty cool compact toolkit, a pretty cool secret toolkit, I don't know. So that was a nice little pickup and I'm sure we could do something like that in the future. Now this was here when I arrived back in the UK. This is the TC View by Topdon. And essentially, I've always thought that my mobile phone is one of the best tools that I have. There wasn't ever a day when I was working as an engineer that I wouldn't use my phone for a torch or a calculator or some of the really cool apps you can use for like resistor values. Now as diagnostic tools go, this can be invaluable, and usually they cost a fortune and you have to have a separate kind of quite clunky device to kind of go around. But this thing just attaches to your phone and basically you can check. So for me, I'd be checking electrical panels because you can easily find if there's an issue. If a machine's pulling too much load, there's an issue with it, maybe a motor's on its last legs, it's going to be pulling more power and the contactor is going to be a lot hotter. And you can kind of check that with a thermal camera. You can also check that like heating systems are working, you could check that there's fans are working, or for hot spots, if you look, even if you're doing insulation, if you're a builder and you're looking for like, where's that draft coming in, where's the cold coming in? A little thermal camera attached to your phone and you can do a lot with it. So for a little thing that can go in your pocket or in this little case, these are £223, so there's a bit of an investment there. And the fascinating thing is, before I was contacted by Topdon about this, and we do have a discount link if you're interested in one down in the description below, but I would have expected these to cost £600-800, you know, a Fluke heat gun is an expensive bit of kit. And some of them, you know, 5-6 years ago, this was a whole beastie thing that would cost multiple thousand pounds. Now you've got something that's £239.99, but it's small enough to have it in your van or have it in your toolkit. And I really like that. So that is our bonus quirky tool, which I really like, which leads us on to the things I couldn't fit on this table. So when I was in Germany, I wasn't just hunting for hand tools, because while I was looking for tools, I found loads of toolboxes. I got that much stuff, I had to ship 7 big boxes back to England. They've just arrived, they took about a week to get here, and I'm excited to show you what I got. So let's get it all open. So that's all the toolboxes, 16 in total, and you can probably see why I didn't bring them all back in the car. They all had to get shipped back to the UK. And there's some absolute beasts here, a few of the notable ones. This Makita coffin in the middle is probably the biggest Makita toolbox I've ever seen. I found it buried in the back of a place called Fricker, where I picked up a few of these older boxes. Now that's got a blow molded insert in it, so in order to use it for something, we'll have to cut the guts out of it basically and do something clever with it. But it's massive and it's on wheels and it was really cheap. I think I got that for about 30 euros and I found a few of them on eBay as well. So I feel like it's a really good project if you've not got the budget for a full on like modular solution. Same with this Milwaukee box. This is a massive big Milwaukee fuel box that came with like an SDS hammer drill. And I got that for 20 euros from Ebling, that was from, and it was just up on a high shelf. And it was quite funny because I don't speak much German at all, and the chap, I saw it on a high shelf, there wasn't really much in Ebling, but then there was this on a high shelf, and I said to the guy, how much? And he said 40 euro, and I kind of understood that because he said it in German, then he said it in English, and I said das ist Großgeld, ich heiße Kleingeld, which is something along the lines of that's big money, I have small money. And I ended up settling on 30 euros that was actually, because I said 20, and we met in the middle at 30. And that was my first bit of German haggling, and I loved it, it was great. So that was a good pickup. Then you might notice this industrial box on the left-hand side as you're looking at it. Now, do you recognize that? If you're from the UK, it might look recognizable because the exact same box is made and sold by Magnuson, which is like a B&Q brand, also by Abauer, which is in Screwfix. They also have it rebranded as Rigid, as AEG, as JCB, and Keita. So there's loads of different brands that buy that box in from somewhere, China or somewhere like that, bringing it in and then putting their own label on it, and they all work together. So when I saw the industrial one in Hornbach, which is like the German B&Q, or one of them, because there was multiple hardware stores, I just had to bring it back to make an actual comparison, look at the two and make sure they are the same. So That was pretty fascinating. Industrial also had the L-Box, which is Sortimo. Loads of different brands use the L-Box, so thought we'd bring one of those back. This aluminium Hitachi box here is a beast. It's really unique, the way it opens. They had, in Fricka, they had one of these full with like inserts cut for all bits. It was a bit set, but they had one with nothing in it. So I was able to get that for not much money either. I think that was about 50 euros. But when you look at it, you'll see why it was something special. The wooden box in the front was from my brother-in-law, and we picked up a bamboo toolbox and toolkit, which I'm really looking forward to making some inserts for. But when I brought that home, my brother-in-law remembered he had that in storage somewhere. So he pulled that out. So there you go. That is the haul. What do you think of it? Let me know in the comments if any of these are a standout box to you, or there's something you recognize, something maybe you're intrigued to see us make a video on, because I think we can probably do something cool with all of these, and really it's up to you guys in the comments on which one we do first. And that's not to mention this last box. So this is the Rothenberger. Now they do this in a couple of different sizes. I was able to pick up a few of these as well, and I think this one needs its own foam insert urgently, and maybe we can get those quirky German tools organized into this. So let's make an insert for it. So we've made hundreds of these inserts, and we'll walk you through the process. First thing we do is pour salt into the case. Now, might sound a little bit strange, but what we're looking for is a really good contrast between the case and the outline, essentially. And the bottom of these cases always have a little bit of a profile to them. They're not usually flat. I mean, this one does look relatively flat, but some of these cases have a lot of ridges and stuff in them. So by filling it with salt, we end up with a flat 2D shape that contrasts basically the maximum amount of contrast you can get to the outside of the case. Now, once it's filled with salt, we'll flatten it all down and make sure we're in a really well-lit area, and then we use a high-res camera to take a photo. And it's as simple as that. Once we've got that photo, we can import it into Adobe Illustrator, where we can then trace the outline. We can save that as a DXF, send it down to our CNC machine, and we can cut a sample. So if the sample piece fits, that's job done. And there we have it. Just like that, we now have inserts available for all three of these Rothenberger row cases. And they're a lovely little case, to be fair, because they clip together with one clip release, and those inserts fit perfectly inside these, and you can get them all organized. And what would be more fitting than a quality German and quirky little product like this to have all 10 of our unique and quality tool pickup organized inside? So let's do a layout. So there we go, that's the layout sorted, and it wouldn't be a shadow foam video without me cutting some foam, so it has to be done. And I think that is a pretty nice layout. I've got all 10 items represented in there, all fitted inside this medium Rothenberger row case. Time to do some cutting. So when it comes to the cutting, I'm just gonna use a scalpel like I always do. Make sure you've got an anti-cut glove on, because you can cut yourselves really quickly with this. And it's just a case of cutting around each item and then peeling back the foam, so it's dead simple. Let me show you how it's done. So there we go, that's all of the foam cut, but it's not quite finished yet because I need to smooth it down. So if you've not seen this before, it's a smoothing spinner. It's got a quarter inch bit in it, and it can go in any drill or impact gun, anything that's kind of a rotary tool. I've got it in my Skill impact gun, and basically you can just use this to smooth off any lumps and bumps. So that's all smooth. Now I've got to do some finger pulls, and for that I'm just using a steel ruler, standard steel ruler, 25 mil wide, and essentially I can just cut a track across a couple of items. So for here, I'll do it across these four items. I just cut either side of the ruler, make sure the ruler's square so it looks decent, and then I've got to cut down to the same level that I've peeled the foam out for the tool. Once you've done that, I can just peel it out the exact same as we've done for the other items. And that's that one done. So I'll do the others. I might have to do a semicircle up here for some of the smaller items. But then once that's done, we can chuck it in the case. So there we have it, all finished, looking good. And that is how easy shadow foam is. So if you want to get your tools organized, you don't have to necessarily be quirky German ones. Any tools that you want to get organized, it's dead easy. Place them where you want them to go, cut around it, peel it out, and get everything super dialed in, just like this. So Rothenberger road case inserts are now available on the website. And if you want a chance to win one of these scrapers, and once again, who wouldn't want one of these? I think this is a piece of quality. Quality banter, if nothing else. I've got 10 of these to give away, and all you've got to do is like the video, subscribe to the channel, click the bell icon so you don't miss any of our future videos, and just drop a comment below. Now, it can be a comment about the scraper, but it can be about anything. All of the comments are going to be included in the giveaway, so let me know which of those toolboxes that we got shipped over you'd like to see us do a video on, or maybe one of these tools that you might have, or tool recommendations. I love talking about tools, hand tools, power tools, you name it. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and then you'll be in with a chance of winning one of these. I hope you enjoyed the video. Make sure you subscribe and like it as well, because they're the other two things you've got to do. And we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for watching. If you liked that video, why not check out some of our others? We've got new videos coming out every week. And Colin Furze, what's the quickest way for people to see these videos?
Subscribe.